Connect and experience art at the Northfield Arts Guild. Visit our galleries, arts festival, and take in a performance at our theater featuring a full season of dramas, comedies, and musicals. The Guild's gift shop showcases unique art from over 100 local and regional member artists. Come enjoy music from the Cannon Valley Regional Orchestra or the 411 Concert Series. We invite you to explore your creativity in one of our classes. All are welcome at the Northfield Arts Guild. To learn how you can be a part, visit northfieldartsguild.org. Or call 507-645-8877.
Art Zany, Radio for the Imagination, with your host Paula Granquist, is brought to you by the Northfield Arts Guild and by the Paradise Center for the Arts. And now, Art Zany, Radio for the Imagination.
Good morning. This is Paula Granquist, and you're tuned in to Art Zany, Radio for the Imagination. Another zany morning here. I want to thank you so much for listening to all the shows that celebrate all things stories and arts, and I hope we're ready to tune our imaginations together. Just checking the file. I think we're working, so let's get started. I'm so excited for today, and I want to start by telling you a little story about last weekend. I was wandering around downtown, shopping and enjoying the day, and then I felt like this moment, and I kind of got caught up in that moment, and I had to stop at the corner near Bridge Square, because I felt something. I don't know, it was felt like this positive energy, and I don't mean to sound like woo-woo, but something radiated from our little town. Maybe it was the burst of spring that had everyone out and about and in a good mood. We all reveled in the elixir of sunshine, blue skies, and tree pollen, and had a wonderful, something was happening, and the sidewalks bustled with activity. Maybe were there some good sales at our local shops, or maybe it was the fisher folks near the dam that were having luck on their lines. I felt the joy, the energy, and a sense of community all around me. There were folks of all ages and stages of life. What a rich tapestry of faces. People sat at the picnic tables and around the fountain, chatted while they walked, pushed strollers and rode scooters. Friends waved at each other, shoppers carried bags of prizes, dogs sniffed sidewalks and pulled on leashes, and a toddler wandered by wearing a sparkly gold dress. And she fit right in, because this was prom weekend. There were fancy young adults in shimmering dresses and suit coats and ties posing for cameras on staircases and bridges and brick walls around town, finding the right pose and the best light and hoping for a magical evening under the stars. I didn't want the moment to end. It was like we were in a scene from a movie where we were all cast as small town folks enjoying a spring Saturday afternoon in a quaint Midwestern town square. I feel really lucky to live in this town, and I'm so glad I chose this place, or maybe it was this place that chose me. It's just a wonderful place. But I also looked around and hoped that everyone else in Bridge Square felt that same way about this town. I want everyone to feel welcome and to feel like they belong and have a place at the table. I know this might not be true for everyone, and I want more of these glorious days and happy movie set moments in our town. However you can feel it, that's, you know, during these times, is there a change in, as the old song goes? What direction will be our future? Sometimes, and especially during these charged times, we get caught up in being closed off from each other, focus on maybe what's not working, or complain about what we don't like, or don't care to understand, or don't bother to wonder about. We might have to get a little uncomfortable and brave to find that guiding light together so that we move towards that direction. So it's a perspective issue. We see sometimes what we want to find. It's the same movie set we're all walking in, but we see it differently. The only difference is that sometimes we focus on what we carry with us or how we engage with the community. So attitudes are infectious, like courage is contagious. So if we share this joyful hope for the future with the world, and we can maybe bend the arc or change the environment or open doors, positivity attracts positivity. And it might sound silly to say that, and you might be grumbling on the other side of the airwaves, but I offer this as a new lens for you to hold up and peek at the view. I do find in general that folks in this community are amazing, and I'm lucky to have all these connections. We've been through a whole lot in the last decade, but we've done it together, and we've made it to the next adventure. My wish is that we all look for lovely moments in our community and also, maybe most importantly, help to create amazing moments for everyone in our community. So we are lucky, and it's a wonderful and caring community. So thank you, Northfield. And we're going to talk about a story that is, I'm really excited to learn a little bit about this. This is a story that I think you're going to want to hear. So welcoming to the studio, I'm going to turn on the mics. And I've got a bunch of guests here. So we'll start off with Alyssa Herzig-Melby. Welcome to Art Zany Radio again.
Hi, Paula. It's so great to be back in the studio with you.
I know. I was trying to remember the last time you were here. It was probably something for Arts and Culture Commission.
That's what I'm thinking. Yes. So that would have been a while back. Eight years-ish ago or something.
It's
like
unbelievable.
That?
Yeah. Wow. I'm so delighted that you're here again. You're, of course, now at St. Olaf, and we'll hear a little bit more about that. Also joining us is Alexis Kreft. She is with both the Northfield Public Library and the Northfield History Center.
Thanks so much for having me, Paula. I'm so happy to be back.
Yes, it's a thrill. And we're also joining us are two students from St. Olaf. So I can't wait to hear their stories. Owen Schwalm, say hello.
Hello. Thank you for having me.
It's a pleasure, as well as John Luderman. Thank you for being here.
Hello, good morning. Nice to be here.
It is really exciting to have you. But we're talking about Celebrate Asia Pacifica, which is happening tomorrow, or if you're listening to this on Saturday, today, at May 3rd, 2025. It starts at 11, so you still have time to get downtown, 11 a.m. to 2 p.m. It's a second annual event. It's a collaboration between the Northfield Public Library and St. Olaf's Asian Studies Department and Academic Civic Engagement Office, which will feature entertaining and educational programming throughout the day. So we're going to learn all about that. There's going to be food, music, dancing, and more. Another reason to like sit back, look at Northfield and go, this is awesome. We're so excited to be here. I'd love it if each of you could maybe just open up a little bit, tell us about yourself, your world, kind of your connection. How did you find out about this event or decide to be a part of it? And just give our listeners a little bit of your story. So we'll start with you, Alexis.
Yeah, of course. So I have been the Adult Outreach and Programming Librarian here in Northfield since May of 2022, I think. Maybe three. No, I don't know. I've been here for about 2 years, basically. And, you know, the library has done a lot of work, I think, in the past decade, like you're mentioning, Paula, about welcoming people that haven't always felt welcomed in our space. And my coworker, Angelica, has done an amazing job of getting our annual Hispanic Heritage Celebration off the ground.
Shout out to Angelica.
Yes, that happens every September now in Central Park. And it's an amazing celebration. If you haven't gone yet, you absolutely should. It's a beautiful day. And as the Adult Outreach and Programming Librarian, I create programs for adults. I usually do about one a month. And I also do outreach. So it's really important that I keep our partnerships alive all throughout the community, including with the colleges and especially St. Olaf College for this program. So Alyssa can talk a little bit about the behind the scenes of how St. Olaf made the decision to really invest in this event. But from our perspective, I know we were chosen because of the work we've done, especially with events like the Hispanic Heritage Celebration. So St. Olaf came to us, which was amazing, and wanted to build this partnership. And I'm with the library getting things like our showmobile ready, helping students decorate our space, things like that, that allow us to be great community partners and really be like a 50-50 partnership in this event. So I'm really thrilled about it. Our second annual last year was so much fun, and I can't wait for this year.
Yeah, so I'd love to hear about last year's event, too. So if you want to tell us a little bit about that and how it came to be a second, whoever wants to jump in.
Yeah, so last year, as Alyssa mentioned earlier this morning, we're always learning. So last year was super fun, but it was just in the library building, which is, again, a lot of fun. But we had student groups kind of take over the library. So they were all over the place. We had activities. We had sugar painting and calligraphy and taiko drumming. And we had presentations by groups like the Karen Student Organization and the Hmong Student Organization. And then we also had performances by some of the groups who will also be here this year, like the Celebrate South Asia, Pamilya Pinoy, which is a Filipino group. And they were in our library atrium, which is a beautiful space, but also we realized kind of a small space to have, you know, 15 dancers doing amazing dances. It felt like we were almost limiting them a little bit. And so for our our idea this year is to really expand. We'll be closing the street, like folks might remember the first couple years of the Hispanic Heritage Celebration.
That's right. Yeah.
And so we'll be in front of the library on Washington Street with the showmobile, with food vendors. We'll have Han's Kitchen and Tin Tea there. We'll have picnic tables and tents. And it's really going to feel like a full-scale event, like it felt last year, but I think the space is really just going to highlight all of the amazing work that all of our student groups do and give them that platform that they totally deserve.
So. Exactly. And so how soon, Alyssa, after the first one happened, did you say, we got to do this again?
Oh, it was pretty soon. I mean, the energy that we had last year with the students, you know, there's this amazing picture of our president, Susan Rendell Singer, doing the Filipino dancing, and I can't remember what the sticks, and it was just so much fun. And so I think it was pretty immediate that, like, yep, we definitely wanted to do this again. And as you said, this is the second annual. I think the hope is that this will continue on into the foreseeable future.
And so tell us a little bit about St. Olaf's Connection and yep. your work and your department.
Sure. So currently I serve as the program director for academic civic engagement and community-based work study. I like to say it's the longest title ever.
It is.
But basically what it boils down to is I see my role at St. Olaf as being a connector, a bridge builder, and a matchmaker between the campus and the wider community. In large part, I work with faculty to think about how they might engage with the wider community in and through their classes and research and scholarship. So that's kind of how I got started with the Asian Studies Department. What was really great is there's kind of a critical mass of faculty in that department, I think, who have an interest in community engagement. And so I started working with them in 2022, fall of 2022, on what's called an engaged department process. So it's bringing all the faculty together to really talk about where they see connections between what they're teaching and the wider world, and ways in which we can set up really sustainable engagement with communities. And so through that process, they decided they really wanted to focus in on a part of their larger department called the Asian Conversations Program. It's a program that's been around for 25 years, and it is a learning community for students, meaning that they come together and they take several classes all as one large cohort. A couple of years ago, it shifted to be kind of a three-semester program starting in the very first year. So students take two classes, and then in their sophomore year, they have the opportunity to go abroad during a January term program, and then they have a final capstone class, their second term of their sophomore year. And that's where we focused our energies for this particular project. So unfortunately, he couldn't be here today, but none of this would be possible without Professor Ka Wong. So I just want to say that his energy and his commitment to community engagement is really what is holding this work together. And so when we were talking in early fall 2023, thinking about what this could look like, I said, you know, the library just had Hispanic Heritage Month, and it's so cool. And did you know that May is Asian American, Native Hawaiian, Pacific Islander Heritage Month?
Mm-hmm.
Gosh, that actually kind of works really, really well with this class you're teaching in spring term, right? Like, could we do something as kind of a capstone within the capstone in May, right? And I'm a huge fangirl of the library. Like, whenever I can, I'm like, y'all don't understand like how amazing our Northfield Public Library and all of their staff are.
Woo-woo.
And so, woo-woo, 100%. And so when I reached out to Alexis and others in fall, they're like, yeah, let's meet and see what can happen. So Alexis reminded me our first meeting was in November of 2023. And then we kind of just hit the ground running after that to see what could happen. Again, in large part due to Professor Ka Wong's integration of not only the Asian Conversations capstone, but also bringing in another class he was teaching as well. Last year it was
Asian sci-fi.
Thank you. Yes.
it's expanded. So are both of you students a part of that class, that two-year program?
We are, yeah.
Yes.
So tell us about your experience and also introduce yourselves to our listeners a little bit about where you come from, what brought you to Northfield, to St. Olaf. Just tell us a little bit about your connections to this event.
All right, sure. I could start. I'm John Luderman. I am a sophomore majoring in environmental studies with a concentration in Asian studies. And I wasn't exactly sure what I was getting into when I was first applying, looking at what kind of programs and such are offered. And I saw this Asian Conversations program. And I'll be honest, I didn't really read into it very much, but I just thought, I don't know, this might be interesting to try out. No idea what was going on, but I've really been enjoying it a lot. And then as a freshman, I actually went to the first API celebration at the library, and I was just really blown away at what they put together. I participated in that in Pamilia Pinoy, doing a lot of the dances last year. And I just thought, wow, like this is just super cool. And then next year, I'm actually going to be able to get to be able to do it and get involved. And here I am now, doing a lot of stuff involved with this program, doing the PR stuff. That's why I'm here today, as well as a lot of like the event coordinating and just getting everyone together. So it's been a great experience so far.
Yeah, I wonder if you're surprised that all of this is happening at St. Olaf. Did you know that coming in when you decided to commit to St. Olaf, or was this like an added bonus?
I initially did not know. I definitely say it was an added bonus coming down here touring. St. Olaf honestly wasn't my first choice, but when I came down, the community was like very welcoming. There's actually a pretty big Filipino population at St. Olaf too, so I'm glad I kind of found my space there. And then through this program, it just felt very welcoming to celebrate and learn about different cultures. So
it's wonderful. It's great to hear that excitement, and I think it's something that most people don't know about St. Olaf, that there's a large Filipino community, and there's all of this work that's being done to celebrate all of those connections. Yeah. And tell us about your experience with the program.
Yeah. Hi. So I'm Owen Schwalm. I am also a sophomore environmental studies major with a concentration in natural science. So the first way that I actually found out about St. Olaf is I play volleyball. I have since high school. And when I was at my club, I saw the St. Olaf club playing against some other people. So that kind of made me think, maybe they have a volleyball team, obviously.
Mm-hmm.
So I went and then checked out the college, and I just fell in love with the campus. It's a very warm environment. The campus is just beautiful itself. Mm-hmm. And then I actually went down to Carleton as well, because we're in the area. Had food in Northfield. It was very great.
Oh, that's good to hear.
Yeah, very good. The environment around Northfield was very, I think it was like a Hallmark movie, really. Like, it was like a...
Did you know there was a Hallmark movie
filmed? I did.
Filmed?
I found out about that. Yeah, and I was like, that makes so much sense.
Except it happened to be like one of the coldest weeks ever. Mm-hmm. And I remember that my son and I, he wanted to be an extra. So we were downtown. It was like 11 o'clock at night. And it was like 20 degrees below zero. And it was so, so cold. They haven't done another one. And I was so worried that they should come in the fall, Hallmark. Or the spring.
Yeah, just a beautiful town overall. I've really fallen in love with it. So when I was on my tour to St. Olaf, I've been interested in especially Japanese culture, as I first watched anime and I was like, wow, this is cool. So then I started learning more into it. And then while I was on my tour, I discussed an interest in learning Japanese possibly. And then they told me about one of the study abroads that was available going to Japan, the one that was talked about previously, over the January term of sophomore year, which I was actually able to do. But that was one of the driving forces that really made me want to come here. So then I got into the program. I did the first two semesters. I went over January term, and now I'm here helping to make this really cool community event. So yeah, I'm really excited about it.
So you did get to go to Japan then?
I did, yeah.
Oh, that's one of the places in the world that I want to go to. It's just always, what was the highlight? Can you tell us something about?
Well,
I know it's just like one.
That's hard, because I feel like the independence that was there was really amazing, I would say, because it was basically just a month of learning a new culture as well as spending it with your friends. So if I had to say one specific thing that really stood out to me, it was when we were in Himeji Castle. There was just random people that would come up to us and just start interacting with us and like experiencing our culture when we were experiencing theirs. And it was a very, I would have never expected something like that to happen. So being able to go to that culture and make new friends in a completely different language than I'm used to was just something amazing that I wasn't ever going to expect.
Yeah, I love that story, that there was just that openness to hearing and learning. And that's what I want for our community, too, right? For everybody to be like, I'm curious about this. I wonder about this. I'd like to know. I want to, you know, find out what that, you know, is for you. And that's part of what Celebrate Asia Pacifica is. Alexis, you're going to tell us, because one of the things I noticed on the notes is that it is spelled, maybe Pacifica is spelled not the way I would think that it would be. Yeah. So you can tell, you can get comfortable. You look, I don't want you to.
No, this, it's all good.
This will stretch this way. There you go.
So it's so awesome that we're talking about study abroad experiences and how impactful those can be, because part of the reason why, you know, we talked about doing Pacifica instead of Pacific Islander is because of a study abroad experience I had. So I studied abroad in New Zealand in undergrad, and New Zealand is a huge hub for Pacifica or Pacific mm-hmm. Islander community. And I took a lot of classes, and that's the word that was used, Pacifica, you know,
we should
with
say,
a K.
Yeah, exactly. We should spell it for folks so that they, where do I have that?
P-A-S-I-F-I-K-A.
Right.
And it was this umbrella term, and the way I heard it explained is, when you say Pacific Islander, it almost limits people to the island, when historically and culturally, these people were incredible navigators. They used the ocean to travel extremely large distances. Mm-hmm. So really, what I understood was that the Pacifica culture is so much larger than just an island, right? And I talked to Ka about it, who obviously is a huge expert in this field, and we wanted to incorporate everyone and make everyone feel welcome. And so the acronym that we were using was Asian American Native Hawaiian Pacific Islander, which is a lovely acronym, but very long. And then also, you know, when we think at the library, we translate a lot of our materials into Spanish. That was pretty difficult to translate into Spanish as well as have in English. So Celebrate Asia Pacifica was a way to kind of, you know, kill two birds with one stone, have something that is for marketing, really nice and short and sweet, and also incorporate everyone, make everyone feel welcome. And Pacifica is a term that is being used more and more in the U.S. now. So it started in New Zealand with that community, and then now places like Stanford, University of Utah, that's the way that they are referring to themselves, to the Asian Pacifica institutes or centers. So we're really part of this larger trend in the United States to use this word that the community itself prefers. And so that's why we chose it.
That makes so much sense. Now we should talk a little bit about, you know, what's going to happen, because people, I mean, is that they didn't make it to the first year and are wondering, well, what does this mean? What is celebrated? And looking at your list of events, you've got a whole bunch happening. We should let people know it's at Celebrate Asia Pacifica, Northfield Public Library. This year it's going to be outside. Looks like you've got a beautiful day.
Yes.
Fingers crossed, right? It's Saturday, May 3rd mm-hmm. from 11 to 2. So, tell us how we are starting out, and there's 11:15. There's opening remarks at 11. Mm-hmm. That's going to be with our Mayor Erica Zweifel, as well as St. Olaf Vice President for Community and Belonging. I don't have a name for that.
Eduardo Pazos is his name.
Thank you very much. Yeah. Excellent. And so how did you put together this event? Which one of the students wants to tell us a little bit about?
Sure. I could talk about it a little bit
as
kind of the program coordinator. We kind of left it pretty open. We wanted to get a lot of the student organizations identified with Asia to get involved. A lot like last year, how a lot of those performances came together. So I've been talking to a lot of those organizations, seeing what they wanted to do to contribute to celebrate and showcase their culture. A lot of it is, I'd say, dances. So that's going to be super cool for a lot of people to watch. I know that with the Pamilia Pinoy one, there is a sticks, as people were talking about, where they get to dance like between these sticks, and it's very cool. And also, people who come out to the event can also even do a workshop after, if they want to like try dancing out on the sticks too. So there's like a lot of different ways to get involved. There's like a station where you can make like origami, lots of food options. There's also through the Camellia Pinoy, there's also the Philippine Study Group of Minnesota is coming down, and they'll kind of be talking about the history of like colonization and kind of a lot of the older history that happened on the islands before rebuilds. Anyone who's interested in kind of learning about that history too, so lots of different ways that we're like showcasing how things came to be and stuff like
I'm
that.
I'm curious, what is Circus Manduhai? Did I say that correct?
Yeah.
That's like the first one that's jumping off.
Yeah, it's going to be, I think, like a 10 to 15 minute performance of like a Mongolian themed circus. So,
yeah. And this
do
is
you
actually,
know something about this?
This is their third time coming to Northfield. We've had them as a library program before, and they've been a huge hit. And last year, one thing that we noticed was, you know, it was a lovely event, but we didn't have as much geared towards our younger patrons. And so this is really geared towards kids, and it's an all-ages performance. So it's acrobatic tricks, it's circus performances, and then also Chimji, who's the head of Circus Manduhai, is from Mongolia, so she'll incorporate her Mongolian culture as well. So yeah, she's coming down from the cities for it, and it's going to be a really great time. We've only heard positive things when they've performed before. So that's right after the opening remarks. So if you have kiddos, definitely come down and make sure you get that one.
Yeah, and looking at the list, all the different kinds of dances, I don't know, a few of them K-pop I recognize. So take us through the Karen Student Organization is the next one on the list. Karen Dance, am I saying that correctly? Or
I believe it's like Karen.
Karen, that makes more sense. Okay, I apologize.
Oh, no, no.
That's what we're all learning. Mm-hmm. And I want to know, do you know a little bit about, either of you know a little bit about
I
that?
I don't know specifically. I do know that like some of them will be wearing a lot of like the cultural dress. Some of them will like include like sticks, like Camellia Pinoy will, and probably doing a lot of like traditional dances within that. So just kind of excited to see how it's all going to look. All these different dances from different places is going to be so cool.
It is. Yeah, it's right. It's a visit to all these places through dance, because there's Nepalese dance and tinkling.
Tinkling.
Okay, yeah. Boy. All new words for me. That's just in the first half of the the piece. And so are all of these groups that meet on the San Luis campus?
Most of them are. We also have a few like separate groups. I know like the Nepali dance group is not actually an organization, but they reached out to us. Just a group of dancers that wanted to participate and showcase like Nepali culture. So it's great that we can have them. We have individual like soloist performance of like a singer and rapper who will be also performing in the second half. And then we also have our very own chapel choir. So that'll be great to have them. That'll be singing some, I believe, some different Asian music pieces. So
what a variety.
Yes.
It's an all afternoon event. Tell us a little bit, Owen, your connection and what are you going to be performing?
I wanted to say performing.
Okay. So,
I personally didn't work a whole lot behind the scenes. So what I'm doing is I'm going to be emceeing and then driving around as well. So we're going to have a couple shuttles going between St. Olaf and the public library just for the students to have easy access.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, John has been doing a lot of the behind-the-scenes work, and then he's also going to be emceeing with me. So we'll have some...
Oh, so we'll get to meet him.
Yeah.
I hear a lot about him.
Yeah. So,
you guys are going to be awesome. Yeah.
Yeah. So I'm looking really forward to that. I think it'll be cool. I think we have 3 to 4 MCs for sure, so we'll have a little bit of variety there so you don't get sick of our faces. But, yeah.
And who do you want to come and be a part of this festival? Who you know would enjoy this? Who are you imagining would you want to take part?
I feel like everyone that's available.
Yeah.
I mean,
so the whole community.
Everybody.
Yeah. And everybody's welcome.
Uh-huh. If anyone has any free time, come on down, all ages, everything.
Mm-hmm.
Just, yeah, it should be a fun time for everybody.
Definitely.
If you can stay for the whole thing, that's fantastic. Experience a bunch of different cultures. If you can't and still just want to come for a couple hours, maybe.
yeah. Can't just stay for a couple minutes. There's probably going to be too much happening.
Yeah. Yeah. Even if you just want some boba, some Tim tea, and then mm-hmm. see what the performances are going on, yeah, I highly recommend it. There's a lot going on. A lot of the decorations that the students have made are fantastic. They look mm-hmm. great.
Well, we should, you know, you said boba, and I've had boba, but maybe there's people listening that are like, what is that? Mm-hmm. You want to tell us what is boba?
Yeah, so boba is, it's this drink that has these, like, popping pearls in it.
Yeah, that's a good description.
Yeah, I love it. It's fantastic.
the extra wide straw so that you
extra
can,
wide straw so you can yeah
but you it's get to bring them into your mouth and then chew and then it just like a burst of flavor
yes.
And there's multiple flavors that you can pick I mean amazing so that's from Tinti yes
which Tinti is such a cool story
I know
too.
It is
because obviously started by Chow Trong when she was a St. Olaf student and she was active in some of the groups that will be performing tomorrow and so for her to come back and sell at her really successful business, I feel like that's such a full circle moment. So it's really
exactly.
Cool.
And I don't, is she gonna have food there? I don't know.
So Han's Kitchen will be selling food.
Okay.
So you'll still get your Vietnamese food fix. But Tinti will just be focusing on the bobo, which they excel at. So.
Okay. Yeah. And if you haven't been out there, I highly recommend that you go visit Tinti. It's one of my kids' favorite places and mine as well. Little shout out to the spring rolls, which are just incredible. So, but that's have to, if you have to go out to the store to get that. So for Saturday, that's happening, which is very exciting. Tell us, because you mentioned too, Alyssa, this is just like one part of the celebration.
Mm-hmm.
This is the public community event that's happening, but there's multiple, it's a long, there's a lot of things. So tell us how we find out about what else is happening.
Absolutely. So while tomorrow's event at the library is sort of our grand event, if you might say. Yeah, we have almost a week and a half kind of full of activities to celebrate Asia Pacifica. We actually kicked off last night with Professor Xiangling Shi's lecture at St. Olaf. We're taking tonight off because tonight is the annual Cinco de Mayo celebration in the community.
I'm glad you mentioned that. I wanted to say, like, I saw that come through. It's out at the middle school five to seven.
5 to 7, yep. And it's a fundraiser for a scholarship program for our local Latine students. So we wanted to be sure to honor that event by not doing anything at the same time.
I mean, just think about that. The community of Northfield has those events in the same weekend, and it says what a vibrant place this is.
100%. Absolutely. And, you know, to your earlier story, Paula, that you opened with, you know, is a way of sharing who we are, telling our stories, and building those relationships. Oh, and like you were talking about, right, across different cultures and different backgrounds in so many ways. So we started off last night. We have the event tomorrow. There's also another event at the library on Sunday, a World of Anime Fair. So this is the other class that Professor Ka Wong is teaching this term, which is a philosophy of anime class.
Philosophy of anime.
Right. Owen, are you in that class?
Oh, I wish.
No. Oh.
I tried, but unfortunately, there was too much demand for
it. It filled up.
Can imagine, yes.
So I hope you get to take it again when it's offered.
So.
Me too. So students in that class will be at the library from 2 to 4 p.m. this Sunday.
We should say, because there might be people listening who are like, anime. I think my grandkids do that, or I've heard about it, or maybe they've seen some in commercials or TV shows or movies. I'll have you give us like a quick intro to what that is so that people can get excited about coming to the library on Sunday.
So anime is just short for animation. Mm-hmm. So it's more heavily focused on like storytelling than I guess you could say like traditional cartoons would be. But there's multiple different kinds. There's more like adult ones, which might seem weird to some people. But there's also more like action ones, romance. There's a bunch of different genres. Basically, anything you can think of, there's probably an anime for it. So it's a very broad kind of show, I guess.
It's not like a graphic novel. It's always like a mini movie. I don't know if that's not the right word. I'm not doing a very good job.
Yeah, so well there are TV shows which are the anime itself, and then there are the mangas which are the books that it comes
There you go.
From.
That's the word I was looking for.
Yeah.
So it's like a whole amazing world that's really a fascinating thing to explore, and a lot of fans, a lot of people.
Yeah.
So on Sunday there's going to be workshops, games, cosplay. So if folks want to come dressed up as a favorite anime character, they are more than welcome to. So for those who might be new to the genre, it'll be an opportunity to learn more about it, as well as a space for avid fans to come and gather and share in the joy of anime. So that's on Sunday. And then all next week, we also have events. So Professor Erica Becklin and alum Valeng Cha, also at the library on Monday evening at 5:30 p.m., will be giving a talk called Broadening Vision and Hmong Olies, really talking about kind of the history of Hmong peoples at St. Olaf College, and then also sort of the long history of St. Olaf with Asian cultures, starting with mission work from the college. So that'll be on Monday. And then Tuesday, we have a more student-focused event, but it'll be really, really amazing there. It's an evening of Filipino music. John, did you want to talk about that at all?
Yeah, sure. So that evening of Filipino music, the Kaganda Ning Acting Musica, is going to be a great evening filled with Filipino music pieces done with the chapel choir director and some of his friends that will be coming down. That's Paolo Dubuque. And it's just going to be great. We're going to have Pamelia Pinoy also be there in the first half, do some more like casual singing, some like I think maybe some violin performances, or like whoever of the students of the organization want to get involved will be performing in the first half. And then the second half will be kind of Paolo and his trio performing some Filipino specific like music. So anyone's open to come down and see that. That'll be in Bow Chapel from 7:30 p.m. to 9 p.m. on Tuesday. So yeah, it'll be a lot of fun.
This is exciting. I didn't realize that it just kept going and that there's more happening.
And there's more, Paola. Yeah, so then on Wednesday, we have Taking Up Space, The Power of Storytelling and Leadership. And this will be just a student-focused event, but they are working with Se Mukta, I'm not going to get her name correct. I apologize for that. But she's a Lao American playwright out of the Metro, and she's going to come down and work with our students there. We have a virtual talk with Jody Matos, Department Chair of Hawaiian and Pacific Collections at the University of Hawaii in Manoa. And she's going to be, or Manoa, I'm sorry. And she's going to be talking about preserving indigenous culture, the Hawaiian collection at the University of Hawaii. So for those who are really interested in books and libraries and archives, Alexis is over here just like, woo! So excited. That's happening. We are asking for RSVPs for that. And so we do have a website with all of these lineups. Pretty easy to remember. It's pages.stolaf.edu/AAPI.
Okay.
Yep. So it's also, the QR code is also on all of the posters that are around town as well. So, Paola, could I send that link to you as well?
You can.
Excellent.
Yeah, you could do that. Wonderful. Yes, absolutely. We'll post it. Try and add it to the posting of the show. So,
yes. Because
people might not remember all that. We went
of course,
through a
there's
lot.
So much happening. And then finally, there will be some family-friendly movies being shown on campus on Thursday and Friday evening, 6:30 p.m. For various reasons, I can't share the titles, but I will say they are family-friendly and all are welcome.
Yeah. And ones that people might know, or they
most knew, definitely
there will be
most
ones
definitely
they might
folks
know.
Will know. Yeah.
Okay. Yeah. This so much. I think this is such a wonderful thing. I think people don't think of Northfield and think Asia Pacific, right? They to have that culture be in the community. What does it mean for you to share your culture and to have people, you know, learn and, you know, be a part of the day to celebrate? What are you hoping people take away?
Yeah, well, I think one thing that comes out of this program that keeps coming up, this like quote that I always hear, is that the purpose of like this program is to be like globally informed citizens, which I really like.
That's exactly.
Yeah, so it's just kind of learning each other's cultures, celebrating that, and appreciating through events like this and like the education of it too, and all of that coming together. Definitely. Yeah, that's what I really like about kind of this celebration and this whole program.
How about for you? What are your reasons for loving to share this culture?
Yeah, well, I feel like it's good just because as a white man, I don't really like, I can't, I can just experience it and mm-hmm. I can't like live it. So I think it's good to be well informed about it and just like experience the culture. And I think it's also good to just be mindful, especially while I'm emceeing, knowing who I am and being smart about presenting and just really showing my love for the culture and how much work that we've put in. So yeah.
I think that that is so important, right? To be acknowledge that and to just be open. Just you know, just come, learn, listen, get excited, ask questions, be curious. That's all we can do. But how about for the library to host this? What does it mean?
Yeah, what I love about this event and our Hispanic Heritage Celebration is the same way, where we advertise it as a Pan-Asian or a Pan-Latino celebration. Mm-hmm. But what we get to do is give a platform to all of these different groups that really share and show that these groups are not a monolith, right? And that there are so many individual specificities between each group. And I think that's so lovely. So for our Hispanic Heritage Celebration, we have a Guatemalan group and we have a Puerto Rican group. And so we get to see the commonalities between these cultures and hopefully really like instill a sense of like solidarity and togetherness, but also get to show the individuality of each groups. And I love how we get to do both with this event.
Yeah, and I think that's what makes us who we are. We're all a part of the fabric of this community, and sometimes it's nice to highlight different aspects of that so that we can, you know, better understand, you know, maybe different holidays or different clothing or costumes or, you know, songs, music. It's just, it's a part of, you know, the world, and we all get to, you know, somehow enjoy that together. And so I am a great fan of doing these things in our community. And what else have we missed? I wonder, I guess, do we, are there any other groups we didn't call out that are going to be, oh, the taiko, the,
yes,
yeah, we need to do that one. Yeah,
so
tell us.
Taiko will be right at the end, kind of ending the show with a bang, I guess you could say. Yeah. But that'll be great. They're going to be performing two songs.
And how is that? Taiko is a drumming, Japanese
yes.
drumming. How is that different than other kinds of drumming circles? Or how would you describe it to people?
Ooh, well, I'd say it's definitely different from like a traditional. It's not like a drum set. It's an entire group, and they have like these giant drums that mm-hmm. they hit on with these big sticks, and then they're also very vocal also while they mm-hmm. perform too. They like chant and stuff. So
and they're like weaving back and
yeah,
forth.
It's
a very like. It's a full body performance for
yes.
sure.
Yes.
If you haven't seen it, that is such a highlight. People
oh,
love
yeah.
seeing
and that'll
perform.
Be the closing, so that'll be closer to the end at 2
yes.
o'clock. So
probably like 1:30, 1:45 they'll mm-hmm. take the stage.
Yeah. Yeah. Oh my gosh. Just so it's jam-packed. I can see every hour has multiple things happening, and
yes.
most of the performers, most of them, as you mentioned, is affiliated with some groups on campus
mm-hmm.
as well as some folks coming down from the Twin Cities. Again, another way to just make connections and bring people together. Just some logistic things. You don't need tickets, right?
No tickets necessary. It's totally free and open to the public. Like we said, all ages are welcome, please. It's a very family-friendly event.
Should people bring chairs? Are there places to sit? Or mm-hmm. is it milling around?
Yeah, great question. So we'll have the red chairs, which Age-Friendly Northfield provides, which is so wonderful. So we should have quite a few chairs there. We also have picnic tables, so you can grab your food, grab your boba tea, take a seat, and then also take in the performances. And a beautiful 66-degree day. I don't know. It sounds perfect to me, personally. And then we'll also have your welcome to mill around. There'll be different tables of activities and information both outside and then also a few inside the library for so things don't fly away and that kind of thing.
mm-hmm.
But yeah, and parking should be pretty available. The street will be closed between 5th and 6th in Washington, but all of the other street parking that we have available, as well as the city parking lot, which is right across the street from the library, are available to you. So please feel free to park all of those places.
Mm-hmm. So yeah, I hope this just continues to grow and grow. It just feels like such an incredible thing to bring attention to, and you know, just to highlight some of the different experiences that people have and be a part of that. What else, Alyssa, can I ask you to tell us, you know, as far as your work, what does it mean for all of these, the students to be able to be connected to the community?
Absolutely. I think sort of by the nature of where St. Olaf's campus is physically located, the fact that we're on the hill, as I like to talk about with students, right? it's not always conducive for students getting off the hill, out of the bubble, right?
Mm.
And so an opportunity for our students and our other community members to meet in the wider community, and also for our students who are going to be sharing tomorrow their cultures, their dances, their songs, their stories, a space where that is heard and valued. I can't tell you how much that means for our students. We hear all the time how much they love getting outside of the bubble. And I think this adds such a deeper layer to it as well. It's an opportunity to learn from, with, and alongside each other as mm-hmm. we navigate these times.
Yeah, I think that's so important, because that was one of my highlights of, you know, being, I was a student at Carleton, and just, it was so incredible for me to be at the school and do so many different things. You know, I went to a Seder dinner, which I'd never been to. I saw some dancers that, you know, I was not familiar with. I met people from different parts of the world, and I feel like, what was your line about the globally
informed citizens?
Yes, yeah. And that is the world that we're moving towards, or mm-hmm. I'd like to move towards.
Yeah, no, and I so appreciate you recognizing how openness is so critical to all of this, right?
Mm-hmm.
And the more open we are to learning, again, from and with and alongside other people, also the better we get to know ourselves too.
Mm-hmm.
And I think that's such a great educational opportunity for all of us.
Exactly. And something that's it's Celebrate Asia Pacifica, Northfield Public Library, outdoors and indoors, at Saturday, May 3rd, 2025, from 11 to 2. Just a really incredible opportunity for us to celebrate. And, you know, I think it's fun, too, as a community member, because I've been on both sides, right, where you're in the bubble mm-hmm. and then you're now in the community. But just to have an opportunity to share with everybody. We see people downtown, but we don't always get, you know, everybody's passing doing their thing, right? And so it's an opportunity then to be more engaged and more informed about what might be happening on campus.
Yeah, and for me, as someone who lives in Northfield, I think it's so amazing that I get to walk two blocks away from my apartment and I get to take in part of the culture of Nepal and the Philippines and, you know, the Hmong people and mm-hmm. Vietnam in Northfield. That is so cool yeah. that I just get to walk 5 minutes and take that all in. And I really think for community members, this is such a treat. It's such a treasure that the students are willing to share their culture and bring it to us, right? So that's something I'm really excited about, too.
Yeah, and we should give another shout out to Professor Ka Wong. Tell us what is great, because he couldn't be here, so we're going to speak about him. Because his name keeps coming up in all the conversations. So have you had classes with him? What has he done for the, you know, community at St. Olaf?
Yeah, so this is the first time I've had him in this class. I honestly wish I had him sooner. I love him. He's one of my favorite.
What grade or grade?
Sophomore.
Sorry. No
problem.
Wrong word.
Sophomore.
So you'll have a couple more years.
Yeah. Yeah, and it's just been really fun to get to know him within this short amount of time in just this semester. He's very organized, very, very funny, definitely. And he just has a great way of, like, structuring class that makes it really interesting to learn. So mm-hmm. it's been fun getting to know him, yeah.
Yeah, I fully agree. I love him. He's fantastic. I mean, every day I go into class, I feel like I have a reason to pay attention with him as my professor. I feel like if I don't, I would be like doing a disservice, I guess is the best way I could just say it, because he's such a caring professor. Like, he genuinely cares if we learn or not, and it makes me want to give 100% effort. So I do basically every reading assignment when maybe I wouldn't.
And you can say that here. It's a safe place.
Yeah, yeah. He's always coming up very well dressed to every class.
Oh,
it's
yes.
just
yes.
Mm-hmm.
He's a fantastic professor, and I'm very glad I was able to take his class.
I can't wait to meet him on stage with you for the event.
Yeah, and not only is he a great teacher in the classroom, he's also an amazing scholar. And so Professor Kawang actually has a book that is being published by the Minnesota Historical Society. I think it's coming out this month, called Enmity and Empathy, Japanese Americans in Minnesota During World War II. And so we're really excited to celebrate his scholarship with that. I really appreciate how he's often focused on this place in which we are in. He had a project in the 2015 or so that was all about Asia in Northfield, right? Talking about Asians and Asian Americans in our local community. And now his scholarship is now statewide, which is very exciting. So congratulations to him on the publication of his upcoming book.
Maybe we'll have to see if he can come have a visit and tell us a little bit more about that. What a fantastic opportunity. I'm so excited that you were here today to share all of this. I hope that many in the community come to learn and enjoy and celebrate and just have a great day at Asia Pacifica. Celebrate Asia Pacifica. I want to thank my guests today for being here. Alyssa Herzog-Melby, Alexis Kreft, John Luderman, and Owen Schwalm for being here as well. It's my pleasure to bring this story to everybody in Northfield and let everybody know. All are welcome. And thank you for being a part of the show today.
Thank you very much.
You're welcome, folks. I hope you always remember to add some art zany to your life. And of course, in the meantime, until next time, enjoy your imagination.
You've been listening to Art Zany, Radio for the Imagination, with your host, Paula Granquist. Art Zany is brought to you each week by the Northfield Arts Guild and by the Paradise Center for the Arts in Faribault. The Paradise Center for the Arts is a vibrant cultural and artistic gathering spot in historic downtown Faribault. The Paradise is committed to offering high-quality visual and performing art opportunities for Faribault and our region. Regular events spotlight some of the best artists and musicians in our area and throughout Minnesota and the Upper Midwest. Our beautifully restored facility includes art galleries, classrooms, clay and textile labs, a gift shop and rehearsal spaces, in addition to a 300-seat auditorium. Visit Paradise Center for the Arts.org for a full schedule of events.